we back? We're back. I got the thumbs up from Connor. This Week in Waukesha continues with Coach Billy Schwartz. And we were talking about the big challenge for Waukesha South ever since a third high school was added in the early 90s in the form of Waukesha West, and then the addition of a Catholic Memorial to the Classic Eight. And when we're talking about, you know, Classic Eight, you know, by far is one of the best, if not the best, athletic conferences in the state. And, you know, my proof, as I was about to talk about before the break, was that my son, Evan's youth football team, going into eighth grade, that the then varsity coach Rabel had pulled the youth program out of the All Waukesha program along with North, and they played a different schedule. That there were some Classic Eight, their only loss that year was the North, and they won the conference, and they, you know, they did really well. They actually like swept the floor with some of these other teams, and they were a good team. They're a good local team, so it wasn't like they were playing like, you know, these like tiny little programs. It was a really fun year. But then freshman year came along, and there were some factors with COVID, but they were back in the Classic Eight, and they took their lumps, you know. And they went from having like whatever that was, a 6-1, 7-1 season, however many games there are, to like they might have just like won one or two games that year. So I think that's why there's a good attitude, I think, among the players, is they know they're playing among the best, and they know that if they were playing in other conferences, they would be more competitive, either like 500 or above, you know, for sure. Yeah. So
it's there's two sides to it.
Sure.
I've always liked playing against the best.
Yeah.
You know, it is tough when you don't win.
Right.
You know. Yeah. We had success my first stint as a boys soccer coach in 2003 to 2007. We won the conference in 2005, 2006 in soccer, and we did the same in basketball.
That's what I was gonna ask you about. No, you're coaching both programs at the same time, right?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
And you won some conference titles there.
We won the conference title in soccer and basketball the same year, 2005, 2006.
That's huge.
We had a couple crossover kids. My youngest brother was a junior on both those teams. And we had a couple soccer basketball combo kids. Sure. But
how many brothers do you have, Billy? Because I know there's two. Julian. Two. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just the three boys then?
Three of us, yep.
Okay. Fantastic. So, yeah, and I was going to ask about that. So you're kind of like the Dick Vermeil of soccer coaches. you had this big hiatus, and you came back, and you're competitive again, just like Dick Vermeil was when he came back.
It's, it just took a little bit of, you know, organization. The kids just, nowadays, the soccer kids itself just love to play.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them, it's great. Just need a little bit of organization. And we're competitive.
Sure.
You know, the Classic Eight is, again, I never shy away from playing good teams. It is tough. We had a couple tough seasons when I was coaching basketball where we only won a couple games.
Right.
It can be very, very tough.
Yeah.
Coach Richter took over for me. And I coached Bo.
Yeah.
My first year as a head coach was his senior year as a captain.
Yeah.
And I've known Bo my whole entire life.
Sure.
And, they took some lumps in the last 3 years.
Yeah, how about
Just an amazing run that they had.
It sure
this
is.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's what I was going to ask. So you left, was that to take the assistant basketball coach job at Carroll? Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, 2013. So the current Carroll coach, Paul Combs, was my assistant.
Okay.
The 5 years that I played at Ripon.
Okay.
Back in 94 to 99.
Nice.
And
great athletic program.
Good friend of mine to this day, and he was the assistant. He left 99 after my senior year to become the head coach at Lakeland University. His first college head coaching gig. And my soccer coach at college left as well. And so right when I graduated in 1999, I was offered the head men's soccer coach at the college level at Ripon and the head assistant for basketball.
Wow.
And in 2013, Paul came to Carroll and he's still here. And he asked if I would go with him. And so I did from 13 to
19. It looks like, yeah. So well, that's great. So good diversity of experiences you've had. And I've seen a lot of good accolades along the way here. Some Classic Eight Conference Sportsmanship Awards. I know for soccer in 2019 and 2020, we were just talking about the attitude and the sportsmanship of our players in spite of what it looks like in the win-loss ledger that they've always been really high up on.
Yeah, it's. So. I mean, South has always been, you know, the student body has always been supportive of each other, and sure. You know, it's the original Waukesha High School.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. We don't forget that.
My dad went to high school at Central Campus.
Wow.
And it opened up.
It's now the Les Paul Middle School, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
And then his junior year back in, what was that, 57, 58, South opened.
Okay.
On top of the hill. And wow. That was the middle of his junior year. So, a lot of.
So he played for numbers. South, and then he coached them. He taught, along with your mom, they taught in the Waukesha school system, correct?
They did. Yeah. So, for 30 some years.
Yeah. And how does that feel like being like, kind of second generation, same employer, or same, you know, kind of bigger, you know, like, that's got to be pretty cool because you don't see that very often.
Yeah, you know, I wanted a coach. I knew that in high school. And then when I went away to college, I started in business, and that lasted one semester.
Sure. Because
there's no way I was going to be able to do business and coach.
Yeah.
And so then I changed directions, went to education.
Sure.
Dad always told me, he said, you know, if you come back to your hometown to teach and coach, it's not easy.
Sure.
And, you know, there was some speed bumps along the way, a little bit, but
you've made it seem
but
pretty,
it's awesome.
On the outside,
yeah.
You made it seem look pretty seamless.
It's been great. And
sure.
And South is just a tremendous, tremendous place to teach and coach.
Yeah. You know, we had, your new athletic director, Dan Schreier, was on the show a couple months back.
Okay, awesome.
And he left a celebrated role as a championship tennis coach.
Right.
To then take the AD spot. And he seems like he's got the right demeanor for that, for the kind of the executive role, you know, overseeing the whole program, I think, anyway.
He did a tremendous job in his first year.
He got an email from the other day. He said he was very excited that we were having you on the show. So
he's a great guy.
Sure. Yeah,
great coach, great math teacher, and I think he did a great job his first year. And it's not easy,
in
today's world, especially in, you know, the athletic director position.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
it's tough.
You're the one that kind of takes it on, you know,
yeah.
Just like being head coach of any of the teams, you know, people look to you when there's any issues. And so he seems to handle it with a lot of grace and a lot of dignity.
Yeah. Which I think that's doing a great job.
People, and just the level of attention that you get from him. There's no layers between, you know, Dan and, like, I think the families or the students and the other coaches. And I think that's extremely important for a position like that. So. That's great to see. So, any interest in coaching any other sports since you've touched on a lot of them here?
Do
we ever see a coach in the golf team someday or the
hey, maybe.
Track? So, what did you do in track?
I was a jumper.
Okay.
So a little bit of sprints, but I didn't go out for track until outdoor of my senior year.
Okay.
And our golf team was really good.
Yeah.
I didn't make the top five.
Okay.
Three of the guys in the top five were my best friends.
Sure.
So then I thought, what the heck, might as well go out for track.
Nice.
I always wanted to. I ran in middle school. And then when I went to college, I actually ran track as well.
Wow.
And so long jump ended up being my best.
Yeah. And you brought some hardware home then, high school and college, is that right?
Did. It was a great run. We won a lot in boys basketball at South. I think we won 6 of 7 years in a row, conference championships.
Wow.
From my middle school to high school day. I mean,
when
South.
You were playing.
No, yeah, the varsity team at South.
Okay.
I think it was 6 out of 7.
Yeah.
From the late 80s till 94.
Okay.
And then college, played 3 sports and won 2 championships, soccer and basketball.
Sounds good. Hey, we're going to pay some bills now, but stick around. We've got more to talk about with Waukesha South Blackshirt legend Billy Schwartz. Stick around. Go get some coffee and, have some breakfast and come back and see us. You can eat while you listen to the show, too. So, This Week in Waukesha continues.